You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in just a bit, if you've wanted to try ice fishing but didn't know where to start, this weekend could be your opportunity. We'll hear about some free fishing events at locations around the state. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life to kick us off on the ice fishing topic. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
If you go out on a frozen lake at this time of year, chances are good you'll see a guy out there ice fishing. But ice fishing isn't just for men. Barb Carey loves ice fishing and has devoted her life to getting other women out on the ice.
Well, my first recollection of ice fishing is when my dad took me to the local VFW. They had a little fishing jamboree. I don't remember much about the fishing, but I do remember that I won a prize for the smallest fish. The thing about fishing is the potential of something exciting happening at any moment is always there. You know, it's kind of the only time where I'm totally in the moment. I remember fishing Lake Mendota several times, and whenever we went, I never saw any women at all. And I enjoyed it so much, I thought, how come there's no other women out here? Don't they know how great this is? And apparently they didn't. You know, I set out to change that and created a ice fishing event for women. And the very first event that I did, the only people I knew to invite were all my friends. Most of them didn't fish, didn't really care about fishing, but everyone came. And it turned out to be a big party. That really wasn't what I was looking for. I didn't want to host a beer drinking party. I wanted to really focus on the fishing. Well, fast forward maybe 1 or 2 years, I met one person that was a fellow female ice angler, and that led to 2, and that led to 3, and then social media started, and all of a sudden you could share information and find each other in a way that was a lot easier than it had been previously. I founded Wisconsin Women Fish, which is a fishing club for women, and we have close to 300 members from 6 states and Canada. You know, our big event this fall, we actually had, I think, 8 mother-daughter teams there, which was awesome to see. Our oldest woman is in her 80s. The majority of them are between 40 and 60. One of my favorite experiences was on Lake Superior. In the winter, portions of it freeze. So we fish out of Ashland, Wisconsin, quite a bit. The tip-up flags were flying. We had fish on the line all the time. And every time you'd pull up a fish, it would be something different, like a splake or a trout or a coho or even a sturgeon. I mean, pike, walleye. It's like you never knew what you were going to catch. It was like almost this glorious day with the perfect weather. And, you know, you're fishing, you see the lighthouse on the horizon. And, you know, there's something so beautiful about being on the ice. And people that haven't experienced that are, I think, really missing out. It's almost kind of like you're walking on the moon surface sometimes. I think it's magical. I'm lucky that I can go destination fishing. Like, I can go to Lake Superior, or I can go up to Lake Ogebic to hunt big perch, or I can go to these specific bodies of water, like right in downtown Milwaukee, and catch huge, huge brown trout. So I kind of have this cycle that I do, you know, where I'm roaming and I try to get these stops in over the course of the winter. With information on the internet and social media about these opportunities that are out there, anybody really can do it. So you get that sense of adventure and that sense of travel and going to new places. If I want to do something, I pretty much do it. I don't have something on a bucket list that I haven't done yet.
Barb Carey is a professional angler and the founder of Wisconsin Women Fish. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
So if you're looking to get out on the ice, maybe for the first time, here's an opportunity for you. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has designated this Saturday and Sunday as this winter's free fishing weekend. That means no license necessary in most cases, as well as free events and clinics around the state. And no pole, no problem, the DNR is providing loaner equipment at more than 20 sites around the state. Teresa Stabo is with us now to tell us more about the free fishing weekend. She's the R3 coordinator, that's recruitment, retention, and reactivation at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Teresa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. It's really great to be here. And it was so fun to hear Barb's story.
Yeah.
Barb is one of our instructors from long ago. Not that she needed any of us to teach her how to fish, but she's just a wonderful instructor and has done so many great things to get women out fishing. Just so happy to hear that.
Now, Teresa, a lot of people out there are thinking, yeah, I'm an ice fisher, no problem. And some people out there are thinking, no way, why would I ever do that? And I want you to talk to that second group now. What are they missing out on?
Why would you go sit on a bucket? That's a really good question, because it's fun. I mean, there are no bugs. That's the number one plus there. And you really get a chance to see the landscape of your surroundings, of the lake. You can get out there and just join that ice fishing shanty party that's going on a lot of Wisconsin lakes. It's a lot of fun.
And that takes us to this free fishing weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday here in Wisconsin. What happens?
Right. Well, we have a number of partners who are offering assistance for people who are new to ice fishing. So there are about a half dozen sites where people can just show up and they'll get some guidance. They'll go out on the lake. They'll go out on the ice with people who know what they're doing, and they'll show them how to drill a hole, or maybe a hole will already be drilled. They'll show them how to set up a tip-up or get your jigging stick baited so that you can catch some of those delicious perch and bluegill that are swimming around under the ice.
And a lot of people who might want to try it once don't want to go shopping first. We mentioned there's some loaner gear available. What could people do?
Right. They can go to our website, dnr.wi.gov, and in the search bar, type tackle loaner, and then a list will come up of tackle loaner sites around the state, and you can find out which ones are near you, which ones have ice fishing gear. So contact the person at that site and see what they have available. And I would say if you really want to do this, don't do it on Saturday morning, because a lot of the offices that have this equipment, they don't have Saturday and Sunday office hours, but many of our parks do, of course. So if there's gear at a park that you want to go to, that's the place to go. That's your best bet.
But to get it from the office, we should do it still during the week.
Yep. You should call tomorrow morning.
And do you have, I guess, volunteers working at these sites this weekend to help people learn?
We do. We have fishing club members at some of them, and we have civic organizations, and then our staff, too. We have staff members who are out there at some of the sites, at our parks especially. Friends groups at the parks have been wonderful to help support these kinds of activities for newcomers.
Are you looking for new volunteers? Is it too late if somebody's out there thinking, well, I'm going to be out there anyway. I love to teach people this sport that I love. Sign me up.
Well, I would suggest that they go to the website where we already have some events listed and contact those contact people to see if they still need some more help, if they want to show up. Otherwise, for the future, you know, we also have a summertime free fishing weekend in June. And they might be wanting to think about that now, that we do have a process where people can get their event posted on our website.
Talking to Teresa Stabo from the Wisconsin DNR, looking at this weekend's free fishing weekend, an effort to get people out there and ice fishing. And Teresa, this isn't the first one, right? How have past events gone?
No, we've been doing this since 1986. The first June one was held in 86, and then, but the winter one is a little bit more recent. That just started in 2012, and we really want to welcome everybody out onto the water's edge. That's how we keep track of the health of our resources, is by being out there, finding out how's this lake doing. Well, let's fish it and see. So we wanted people to share this experience. We have such bountiful resources here in Wisconsin. We want everyone to be able to take part and enjoy them.
And catching can be part one. Cooking and eating is part two. And I guess there's a new DNR fishing initiative called Fishing for Dinner.
Fishing
Tell us about
dinner.
It.
Yes, that's part of our R3 initiative. So collectively, we have Fishing for Dinner and Hunting for Food, and together those programs we're calling Wisconsin's Wild Harvest. we're just kind of tagging on. We're joining the local foods movement because we know that a lot of people really have a deep concern about where their food comes from. Maybe they were raised vegetarians, but they've decided they want to expand the protein options in their diet. But they're not real keen on all of the meat that's available to them from usual sources. So they're going to want to have a hand in doing the dirty work. They're going to want to learn how to catch a fish, clean it, and prepare it for the pan, or shoot a turkey or a deer and put that meat in their freezer. They'll know where that meat's coming from. They know where the fish is coming from. And that's just really important.
I think a lot of people, Teresa, are on board with steps 1 and 3, catch the fish, eat the fish. The cleaning the fish, I think, is a stumbling block for a lot of people. And is that part of the training here?
It's part of the training, yes. We set up some fish cleaning stations, and everybody gets a chance to try their hand with a fillet knife. And we just tell people, you know, just relax. Yes, you'll probably mess it up the first couple of times. My fish cleaning is still not perfect, but I'm getting better every time. So you just keep trying it. The more fish you catch, the more you get to clean, and the better you get at it. And then you get to cook them. And we just have a lot of fun at these classes. There are four to five session classes, and they're set up community ed style. So people go to the classroom, and this is adults, by the way. I mean, I should have said before, too, that free fishing weekend, every day of the year is free fishing weekend for kids. It's the adults we really want to coax back in. Maybe they've forgotten how to fish or they never learned in the first place. So at these classes for adults, we go through some of those preliminaries, like how to bait a hook or how to tie a fishing knot, how to identify a fish, how to know which fish you can keep. You know, what's legal? What's the legal size? What's the legal species? And then can I eat it? We know that not all of our waters are the way we would want them to be. We know that we did some things in the past that kind of sullied the water a bit. So we want people to be aware of the fact that there are plenty of good fish out there to eat. You just need to know which ones, and if you're a certain age, you need to know that maybe you shouldn't eat quite so many of this type of fish. So we provide, that's part of the training that we give in these fishing for dinner classes, how to catch fish and how to feel comfortable about eating your catch.
And Teresa, you've done these events, these free fishing events before, as you said, winter and summer. Do first timers who show up, do a lot of them get, I'm sorry for this, hooked?
We hope so, yes. Yep.
And are you going to be out fishing this weekend?
Well, as it turns out, I really need to go see my very first grandbaby.
Oh.
So I am not going to be out fishing. I might be fishing, but I won't be on an event this week, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I think that's a pretty good excuse, Teresa. Yeah. Congratulations on the grandbaby.
Thank you. Yes, very excited to see him.
And thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was my pleasure.
That's Teresa Stabo. She's the R3 coordinator. That's recruitment, retention, and reactivation at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She joined us to talk about the upcoming free fishing weekend this weekend in Wisconsin. It's this Saturday and Sunday. You can find more information, find out where it's going on and what you need to do over at the DNR website.